evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 7/9/2021. And I will tell you this, and I'll read it one more time for you because I'm going to say this to you. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, and the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows, you see. Then if we just go over and skip over on the thing, oh man, and let's see. But pray that your, verse 20, that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, okay? But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the time is about coming now for them to hit the land of the unwalled villages. And if you see Houston, west side of Houston, one of those electrical substations explodes. I've talked to you about power grids before. Okay, they can do an EMP, one or two over the center of the country, or they could do it over the East Coast, over the West Coast, but they would need one over the center at least, or a couple maybe, to hit the entire power grid. And I'm talking about the power grid comes up, and no, the guys from the next state over don't come with their little trucks and fix it, because it's all done. The other way they can do it, besides cyber, and cyber is one way of doing it, okay, which is highly possible now that Joe Beijing, or I prefer Red China Joe, the $12 a gallon man, get out of Bagram as fast as you can, 1.45 billion to the hunter. And then he's going to come for you, man. And you'd better have F-15s and nuclear weapons to fight the federal government. Horse hockey. You need 12 people against one gorilla. That's the number, you see. 12 people in an anti-gorilla warfare. I know it's gorilla. Not gorilla, but I call it gorilla. In the guerrilla warfare, you need one guy. You got to have a ratio of 12 to 1 to defeat a guerrilla uprising or guerrilla actions on a nationwide level. Do you think perhaps that the British had more troops, you know, available? Yes, they did. But here we go. We got the thing is starting again. Now, which city, Houston, happens to be a city with a lot of refineries, chemical plants, with the ship channel coming up, with the different things on it from other refineries, with the oil wells, the oil storage, the gas wells, all of the stuff filtering into that area. And where was it that the Trump and his people kicked out the Red Chinese? Got them kicked out of their embassy and consulate to get rid of the Red Chinese. Intelligence agents and commando playing games. But see, before that, we had for a long time the Spetsnaz that Obama hired. And they are still being paid, as best I know, because many of them are still in the United States. I remember the ones there in Colorado outside of Denver, out near the Denver airport, not far from there, and they had married an American girl and bought a $278,000 house. But we've got people inside the wire. The barbarians are inside the gate already. So immediately you got Cyber Polygon, this big drill and thing where the United States is blah, 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 blah. And Joe, Red China Joe's called Putin, you see, to tell him to threaten him about the hackers and all the stuff. But it ain't going to stop Red China Joe's not going to stop him. Because they're trying to, both Russia and China want to sucker Red China Joe into the Ukraine where the Ukrainians paid his son. All right? But of course, then the Russian oligarch wife paid his son. So who ain't paying Biden? Well, big tech obviously is paying him, all the different people. The Chinese have paid him. And then he just gave them Bagram Air Force Base and then the rare earth deposits, like I was talking about last night, the lithium, the gold. There's also the oil and the natural gas, the second or third largest undeveloped field in the world. So, who is the U.S. government and who is the U.S. military and intelligence system focused on? The biggest problem they have is white supremacist domestic extremists. Of course, when the black guy is shooting other people in the alleyway in Chicago, and then you've got a concealed carry holder, a gun holder, a concealed carry permit holder, which would be very rare in Chicago, believe me. And he pulls his piece and shoots the shooter. And he even wounded him two arms and one leg. All right, pop, pop, and pop. So that didn't fit the narrative, did it? This country is coming apart. And when they threaten, although they backed off of it, they said, oh, we're not sending troops to your door to forcibly vaccinate you. That's just the second step, you see. We're going to send your local people. Well, I tell you what, even Fox News last night on the air, on one of the shows, I did not see it, but because it was on, I think, when I was on. But on there, they said, just like I've seen on the internet, where the guy said, put an attorney, patriot attorney, said, put a no trespassing sign out by your front door, your back door, any of your entrance doors. Because, you see, they might go around the back and knock on your back door or your kitchen door or whatever. Or your garage door inside, whatever it is. So put no trespassing, no soliciting signs. You can put them where they're more discreet, you know, but just as long as they're posted so they can see them as they approach your door. And then if they come up and bang on the door, well, are you vaccinated and bop, 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 and all this different stuff, then you say this and only this. The sign says no trespassing, no soliciting. Get off my property now. Shut the door, okay? Don't say another word. You can also not open the door, and that's all right, because you don't have to. But you got to look at it, because I'll tell you something else. Then they send the policeman to check on you. And then they send the cop, and you open the door, and he says, well, AT&T or somebody says your landline is not answering, or your landline is dialing into the office and says such and such. Remember, or that you're dialing 911. Well, that's a bullshit deal. I had that one time when I was on air years ago, maybe 2005. I had to get off the thing because they were ringing the doorbell, all right? And then they called me, and I answered that, you know, I went to the doorbell, and they said, we're here to check on you. I said, look, I'm on the radio right now. I did not dial 911, and that's a baloney thing. I'm okay. Everything's fine. I'm going to go back and get on the radio. Thank you very much. And I shut the door. All right? So anyway, I'd come back and I had to leave the radio room, you know, leave the office and put down the headset and to go answer the door. But that's been a lot of years ago. So then not too long ago, I had the cop come to the door and I looked out there and said, what's going on? I noticed his hand was on his pistol on the top of it. Now they're resting on there and they got it like a stance, you know. And I said, what's the problem? He said, well, you're dialing 911. I'm here to check. I said, I'm not dialing 911. I said, my phone has been out from the weather. The landline's been out from the weather for several days. Well, they say at AT&T that you're dialing 911. I said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to unplug my landline and get rid of it, and I'm not going to have it plugged back in, and I won't plug it in again because it doesn't work half the time anyway because the stupid AT&T line is screwed up from the pole to the house. Well, that's your right to do so. I said, yes, sir, it is. I said, so don't come here ever again saying I'm dialing 911 with my landline because I'm going to jerk my landlines all out, and I did. Because, you see, that's how they try to get you. So I'm for opening the door, but I got one of them screen doors. It's locked, and I pull a window down a little bit on the top. There's one of them pull-down windows on the screen door. And I'm just going to say, see the no trespassing sign? Get off my property now. And that's exactly what I say to the census people. I said, there's, you know, two people in this house. That's all I'm really required to give you. I'm not doing anything else. Get off my property. What do you mean? I'm from the census. I said, I know you're from the census, but you need to get off my property now. There's two people that reside here. You can mark it down. There's two people. That's my count for this house, this address. Get off my property now. Then they go out to the car, and then they get on the computer, and you can see them, and they're bup, bup, bup. Then they're on their cell phone, and they're there for 15 or 20 minutes. And then they leave, okay? Well, that's the thing. They've already got you targeted anyway. They already have your name. They already know you don't have the vax. But they're already starting to call in different states. I got a report on this from an East Coast kind of a state. And they called in a small county area or the township area. And they called the people and said, how come you have the lowest rate of vaccinations in the state? And in order to be sort of helpful to the so-called reporter, I think the state, the official of the township told him, well, you know, most of the people in the country, we have also the lowest incidence of disease, and we mostly want to be left alone. And then the guy gets into, are you vaccinated, or this or that, is your wife, you know, you'd be, and he said, no, I'm not, but I don't want to take the spike protein jab, you know. He didn't say that, but that's basically what he's basically going on. And the graphene oxide, which will kill you, all right, give you heart attacks and give you different things. And now that's the problem, you see. I mean, have we been around somebody that's been vaccinated? Well, yes, we have. And then if they're shedding spike proteins and you inhale some or pick something up from them, then you can, just like me, you can start to have symptoms. You know what I'm saying? And not symptoms of being crazy. No. Symptoms of, you know, of heart attack and hard to breathe and that kind of stuff. Just makes you want to take ivermectin and all of them at the same time. But on Steve Quayle's website, go up there to Steve Quayle's because there's a really interesting story. So you should research this on your own and take it to the Lord in prayer. But you should research it. And let's see here. I think I've put it up on here. It's called On the Connection Between Graphene Oxide, found in COVID vaccines in, you know, in quotes, because they're really not vaccines. They're mRNA experimental jabs. The connection between the graphene oxide and electromagnetic fields, meaning 5G, 6G, you know, you're next to the big power pole, whatever it is. Blood clots and severe COVID symptoms, how to remove graphene oxide from the body. Now, this could be a research question for yourself if you might have taken the vaccine, or you might think you have the graphene oxide in the body, which then under electromagnetic fields can cause blood clots and severe COVID symptoms. So that's an interesting thing to look it up. And then anything that Dr. Lee Merritt or Dr. Sherry Tenpenny or any of the people, the frontline doctors, any of that that comes up, you need to research all of that, because I'll tell you, even a lot of vaccinated people now are starting to look at that. So I see on Drudge, Dan Bongino is saying form right-wing safe places. Well, there you go. It's going to go into what we've talked about many times on this show. I read to you out of it a lot of different times, and if you can still get the book, get it. Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, Thomas W. Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M, Thomas W. Chittum, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. And basically, it goes into all of the different reasons how there's going to be a new map, and people are going to go, and it go into different enclaves and different things. And, you know, we talked about the four phases of Civil War, you know, like the foundational phase, tribalization, undermining the concept of citizenship and its gradual replacement with an imperial tiering system in order to divide the working class along tribal lines. Well, that's sure taking place. Creeping loss of democracy by shifting real power away from elected officials into non-elected judges, other appointed officials, private governmental institution, and national bodies. Yeah. Well, they had gradually falling wages starting about 72. That all took place. That's change, started to change under Trump. Now they just want to have, give you money to stay home and not work. Slow decay of physical infrastructure of cities. All that was the foundational phase. Now, massive publicity to drive to golf for gun control in the name of law and order. Creation of vast international infrastructure of treaties and bureaucrats. Many with diplomatic immunity as part of the imperial tiering system and the New World Order. Growing legal and illegal immigration to transform Americas into a typical third world nation, with a poverty-stricken and apathetic peasantry to reduce the white percentage of the population. Co-option of the mass media, especially the electronic media, to de-emphasize some events and highlight others. That's the foundational phase. All that's pretty much in play. The terrorist phase, phase two. And this is basically the one we're currently in. And this one, he wrote this, was back in the 90s, okay? So all this other stuff's been ongoing and is even more emphasized, you see. The key to the end of this phase is the coming chaos in Mexico and the ongoing demographic transformation of our Southwest. That's ongoing. Acceleration of foundational phase trends. There you go, tribalization. And the conversion of America to a third world nation. That's happening. Increasingly frequent tribal riots, some featuring multiple day extension, barricades, heavy weapons. All that's been ongoing. All the big cities in the year, last year, 2 years. Increasing formation of ethnic militias, armed cults and gangs. Increasing talk of secession and Second Civil War by both establishment and anti-establishment groups. Increasing commonness of terrorist bombings. Well, we just had a power substation blow up, which if you want to take the entire United States power grid, there are approximately 10 key power substations. If those are taken out by conventional means, you just blow them or cut the wires or however you want to do it. You take those 10 key power substations out in the United States, and I don't know where they're at, so don't ask me. I don't know where they're at. But I suspect one of them might be in Houston, all right? I suspect that other one was the one out in California that somebody shot out all the transformers and stuff and also crawled under a utility trench or a tunnel to turn off certain alarms that those things were off. And that happened twice in the past, number of years back. That's, I guarantee you, one of the key power substations. You got massive power outages that were in Houston, I guess, in certain areas. So they're going to attack Texas again and all my Texas friends and anybody on all them old worn soul drives, you know, where your soles, your feet are just worn down, you know what I'm saying? But anybody in the areas of Texas, and I got a lot of friends down there, God bless them. And I used to love to go down there on business in the old days. But anyway, you better get you something with solar and some battery backup. Or if you got wind, apparently, and you can use wind, then do that. You're sitting in West Texas or something, maybe you ought to get a little wind generator and a solar panel. Now, it can be just as easy as getting one of them Harbor Freight deals where they've got 100 watts for $199 or $89 with basic cables and the connectors and a little charge controller thing and all of that, and you can connect that up to batteries. You can get storage batteries from Harbor Freight. You can also get the real good, high-quality, like RV batteries and stuff like that, the marine batteries that you can discharge more times and take it down further on the power and all of that. But if you've got a little vented battery backup little station with that, and you plug that into an inverter and you got the thing going, you've got your tools that are now lithium ion, you got all the different stuff, you got rechargeable batteries, you can have a little mini electrical thing. But the trick is to make sure you've got a powerful enough inverter and then have a backup of a gas engine inverter or gas engine or diesel engine generator to where you can plug in and cycle your refrigerator, your freezers. And then like a lot of people, you got an extra refrigerator in the old garage or something, you know, or in the basement. Back in the 50s and 60s, you know, the old World War II guys would call it their beer refrigerator. But it's got the freezer in it. But if you cycle them and you put heavy, like, you can put insulation over it, or you can put, like, moving blankets. You know, if, like, you got your moving furniture or something in the truck and you got moving thick blankets, put that over your refrigerator freezer to hold in some of the stuff to insulate it, and then run one of them for 3 hours and the other one for 3 hours, and 3 hours you keep rotating them. Then you don't open them unless you want to get food. You don't look in there to see what you got. You just go in there, get what you want, shut them quick. And you can do it that way. And you can have some lights. You can have a radio. But I also will tell you, get one of them Beijing free play radios where you crank that sucker up and it'll play for 30 minutes or 20 minutes. There's other different crank radios, the small ones. The Beijing, Baygen, free play, is a little bit bigger and it had the shortwave on it too. They work pretty darn good, but you can do that. You've got some light bulbs, you got a few things, and you can have a semblance of life. And you can also, you know, if you want, you got a big generator, you got a big complex, you got, you know, room to store diesel or whatever, or natural gas. But the problem with natural gas is they can cut off the natural gas, okay? They're going to cut off the electricity. Somebody can go around and hit the gas, cut it off. So this is the time to set your home up to where you're not going to have a problem. Because I'll tell you what, just reading this Civil War II, Thomas W. Chittum, Chittum, and it was American Eagle Publications out of Sholo, Arizona, 1996. It does have a Library of Congress cataloging and the publication data. So I don't know if you can still get it, but Thomas W. Chittum, Chittum, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. Democratic Political Reconquista of the Southwest. Small ethnic cleansing as merchants, homeowners, and others are driven out of areas in which they are not the race of the majority of the inhabitants. Steady rise of tribal violence as individuals and small groups increasingly attack persons of other ethnic groups. And then here's the one that's already starting to look like it's about ready to happen. The first food riots in cities as governments attempt to shut off welfare. Well, this government's trying to put people on welfare, but what they're trying to do, and if you saw the story last night or yesterday, late, you're talking about, and then today, if somebody saw it this morning, allegedly you're talking about Pilot and Flying J and different over the road, you see these over the road truck stops that are for the over the road truckers. You'll see them out of the big interstates on 70 and 80 and, you know, all kind of different places out to the west out here. 35, I-35 going north and south. But you'll see them there, and then there'll be other types too. Well, they've been already warned. The owners are local, but the basic franchise that they're holding, they're being told by the parent company, apparently or allegedly, that this next gasoline shipment they're getting will be the last one. So are they going to shut down the roads? Is the Delta variant or the Lambda variant or the Z variant or the Aliens from Outer Space variant? I saw a public service message from the lesbian Light in the Lopers Democratic female governor of Kansas, and then the Native American army brat, Harvard lawyer, MMA fighter, lesbian, who wears t-shirts that say, "All my heroes killed colonizers. All my heroes killed colonizers." If you're from Europe, European descent, then you're a colonizer. Now, I don't think that's exactly who should be representing this district in Kansas. However, the problem is in the suburban areas, in the major metropolitan portions of the Kansas side of Kansas City, Johnson County, Kansas, Kansas City, Kansas, but Johnson County, Kansas, which has been Republican for years, you see, they also voted for Obama because they're basically rhinos. And, oh, they just want to go shopping and have their golf games and have a nice life. And it's a wonderful place. Don't get me wrong. It used to be high income. And then when Sprint was headquartered, now it's T-Mobile, but when Sprint originally was headquartered, they were really booming. At one time, there were 40,000 more people working in this area for Sprint. 40,000 more than currently, or maybe 50,000 more, that were making big money. It was the largest employer. Now the largest employer in the city is the federal government. And it is also Kansas City is also one of the capitals of the FEMA regions. See, one of the regions. FEMA regional capitals, you see. So I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is starting to happen. And we're looking at the Civil War II, and you're seeing the first food riots. They shut down the trucks on the over the road. Gasoline is already short, is it not? And oh, the Red Witch Biden's red fire witch, Hacky Sacky. She said, oh, well, the gas goes up because it's the summertime. It always does. But you're over a dollar more this year than last year. Oh, that's no inflation. He saved you 16 cents on your fakey 4th of July lunch, you know. Now, the guerrilla war phase is phase three. And this phase is basically already started in some things, will be characterized by the appearance of larger groups of heavily armed and full-time urban and rural guerrillas, not unlike the IRA in Ireland or the Viet Cong, and the establishment will rely with an MVD, that's a internal security type force, like a DHS, and massive suppression of civil liberties. And other features of this phase will be: establishment will acquiesce to gangs of militia control of some areas, which are entirely but unofficially abandoned by the police or the military. There's areas like that in Chicago. There's areas like that in a lot of major cities. The establishment will endeavor to co-opt some gangs of militias by making them the de facto security forces. Like in Dearborn, Michigan, it's the Muslims in Dearborn that run the city, not the other way around. Mexico will enter a period of chaos, civil war, starvation. Cross-border guerrilla raids from Mexico will occur, some with the support of the Mexican government. Old-time guerrilla bands will appear in the southwest and other areas. That ain't quite there yet, but it wouldn't take too much. Radical and ethnically oriented parties will win local and even state elections. That's already happening. Car and truck bombs will become common. Assassination, here we go, this is already happening. Assassination of police officers and minor politicians will become common. Well, they're killing a lot of police right, left, and center, let me tell you. Multiple day tribal riots with barricades and sieges of police stations will become common. Did we not see that? Did we not see that in Minneapolis? Did we not see that in Portland and in Seattle and various places? Gangs will become primarily political in their goals and shift into a paramilitary mode. Absolutely. The first instance of medium-scale ethnic cleansing will appear. All right? There will be mutinies in the military, firefights for control of military bases. You haven't seen this yet, but I'm going to tell you, when on September 1, they're going to come, and apparently they're going to order that the president has ordered that by September 1, all people in the military got to be vaccinated for the COVID-19. In other words, the spike protein shot. And then now they're talking about the teachers, these fool teachers. I'm going to tell you, if you can get your kid out of a school or get them with an old-time teacher, you know, somebody who's not into this junk. And not all the Christian schools are the good ones either, all right? You got to make sure you know what the curriculum is and who the teacher is and what's being taught. Otherwise, you're better off if you can, and most people cannot. Homeschool. Because we've got to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, let alone, you know, Fibonacci spirals and Mandelbrot sets and things like that. Let alone geometry, let alone trigonometry, let alone algebra and calculus. I would like to see the children really learn math and science and also learn true history, and yes, there is slavery in history. And yes, the Civil Rights Act changed a lot of that. And yes, it's taken a while for any civilization to overcome the problems that were in there. But that does not mean that you're systemic racist. I mean, there's a lot of black people that are a lot wealthier than I am, and I'm sure some of you that are Caucasian as well. And a lot of this stuff I thought we were done with and had turned the corner to a great degree. The 70s, the 80s, and then into the 90s, and there was prosperity, and people were mostly working. Anyway, this whole thing is every front. It's, you're getting hit. And you know, what's the term? Cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance. I can't look. There's just too much going on. Therefore, I'm just gonna go hunt my birdies, get my birdies, you know, and get my golf clubs, or, oh, I'm gonna go shopping, or I'm gonna go here. Let's just bake bread. Let's bake cakes. Let's bake, you know, let's cook, cook, cook. Or let's go on vacation, 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 you see, if you got the money. Anything to keep from looking at the problem. But those who know the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what. If you haven't done so, or if you backslid on the original promise that you made, then right now, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart, to be your Savior, and he will start to wash you clean. He'll wash you clean with his blood. That's why our Father in heaven gave his only begotten Son to put him onto this planet, to go through all he did in order to give you the opportunity to believe in him and to follow him and to have you to want him as your Savior. And that if he's going to do that, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven if you're to die on this planet. Or in outer space fighting aliens, pond scum, a blue sea. So now we got all kind of flooding, and isn't it interesting? The hurricane-esque thing hitting Tampa and MacDill, I'm just going to tell you this, I think MacDill turned on their countermeasure, electromagnetic countermeasures, to steer storms or stuff around them. Although they got a lot of rain in Tampa and those areas, and MacDill and that area, where's all the big commands, military commands are at, Southern Command and, you know, different joint commands and stuff, Special Operations Command. All of them are sitting there in MacDill, Joint Base, all right, MacDill. But then it went on through Florida and hit into Jacksonville and flooded a lot of stuff, killed somebody up there, and God bless all the good people I know there, including a certain tough grandma who tries to warn her grandchildren and children, but they don't listen. But God bless her because she's strong with the Lord Jesus, or Jesus is strong with her, all right? But then it goes on, and kaboom! Then whoever was doing that storm, the Chinese or the Russians, and it probably could be the Russians, could be the Chinese, but definitely at this point in time, as Joe Biden, Red China Joe, is going to go maybe after the Russians with the allies of NATO, then one of the things you would want to make sure of is that what's going on at Kings Island gets hampered. Kings Island is a submarine base in Georgia, just off the Georgia-Florida line up in there. They popped it. Now they're going to rake the entire coastline. And I pray for everybody in the path of the storm that the Lord Jesus will protect you against all evil. But it's going to do a lot of damage and is doing a lot of damage, and there's causing all kind of flooding. And then in the midst of that, after during last night's show, I guess I was talking to you about the harp and all of the atmospheric heaters and all of the thump weapons and all of the different stuff and what they can do and the harp patent. In the midst of all of that, we had a 6.0 earthquake, and now a bunch of aftershocks after that. Somebody is hitting the fault lines. But you saw, I talked to you about the mimic show, the huge volume of energy, which I believe will be turned up even higher in the future, that can then go, and it was hitting all parts of the globe and also hitting in those areas in the United States and offshore to cause plates to move or to cause faults to load up and to pop. But it doesn't have to pop within 5 minutes. You load them all up, and the natural force and tendencies of the thing And then maybe, just maybe, a little tickling with certain pulsated frequencies, the right ones, that maybe cause the frequency, cause it to hit that frequency that then forces the pop. The pop could be 2 days later. And you say, well, oh no, you know, there's a giant earthquake. I don't know why it happened. Well, it could have happened because ancient technology run by Lucifer and the fallen angels and their minions, and believe you me, there's a lot of minions above top secret, minions on the side of the black magic people who are down there in Antarctica, not just strictly the scientists up above or the Navy or the Air Force, whoever's there doing the regular stuff, but the above top secret stuff down below. There are people down below. There are certain sites there that are involved in the interaction with them, with the people down below, in the ancient civilization and the powers. And people say, well, how can that be? Because the fallen angels were angels that participated initially with the Lord in creation, in the creation of the universe. They know the systems. They know what it takes. They know about what created gravity and all of the forces. So then they also know, now that they've lost their first estate as angels, and they were thrown down to earth, they then have to use technology, which they also know about because they have their genius. They're angels. They're a whole different level of being. But see, they followed Lucifer. And they got thrown out by Archangel Michael and Gabriel. Threw them out after the war. Threw them down. Well, it's going to be a fight again. People, you're only 9 meals from total anarchy. 9 meals from total anarchy. So if they start to target the trucks or cause some kind of thing, or if you all of a sudden see the roads being stopped or interdicted for some reason or whatever it is, then you will see, after that, I'll talk to you about that in a second, but what you'll start to see is that the grocery stores, which we already talked about, the wholesale groceries, Associated Grocers, a huge wholesale grocery. Kansas City, on the north side of Kansas City, they have all, they're in the underground storage tunnels and all the limestone caves. They got it filled up with groceries, okay, filled with groceries. And then they supply grocery stores all over in this area in the Midwest. They're the largest in the country. Then there are other big wholesale groceries and stuff, and they are buying 15 to 25% more goods because of demand and also because of inflation. And they know the supply chain is not going to be there. Now, back during the time of Admiral Poindexter, and this is in the days, and if you don't know about it, you're younger and don't remember it, when Oliver North was on trial or on in before the Senate subcommittee hearings and the House hearings and all of that. He worked for a guy named Admiral Poindexter, Total Information Awareness Network. Total Information Awareness, TIA. TIA, and he used to have a logo of the globe and then the all-seeing eye above that, with a light coming out through a prism and then the colored spectrum going all over the globe. Okay, that was the logo of Total Information Awareness. And they were the ones back then setting up the surveillance systems, which are now totally in place through the NSA and all the EIEIOs and through the alphabet. They don't call it Google anymore. They call it alphabet, because it's obviously the Chinese alphabet agencies, all right? And all the different things they're allegedly doing that, and the Now the U.S. Pentagon balloons, Raven balloons, which incidentally the one that's still up there that you can still see up there, although they're probably turning it off after we tell you again, there's one up there sort of in the Dakotas and near Montana, and guess what they're watching? Well, they're out of South Dakota, right, because that's a test thing. They're watching to make sure, and that information still, I guarantee you, is going back directly to Chinese military. Now, going through the Pentagon to the Chinese military because of the compromises and the buying, allegedly, of a president through allegedly through his son for $1.45 billion with the B dollars. The Red China Joe, the $12 a gallon man, okay? Give Bagram to the Red Chinese as fast as you can. Oh, it's to the Afghan. No. Well, anyway, that's up there, and what they're looking at is at the ICBMs are missile silos that are still in Montana and in the North Dakota. Minot, Maelstrom, and that area up in there, because the ones that used to be in Kansas and the ones that used to be in Missouri and other places in this area, they're gone. They've been decommissioned and turned into condominiums, underground condominiums for, and yes, in Kansas, there's a number of different ones. Not in Vivos. I think in Vivos is doing one further out in southwestern Kansas, more close to Hutchinson, where the salt mines are at, underground. But there's others that have been doing it and selling them for big money. So this thing is about ready to go. Put a fork in and it's done. But I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And anybody who's listening to me tonight, you might be the leader in your area that's going to be, the Lord is going to ask you to do certain things, to be the lightning rod, the spark plug, the person who gives the advice, the person who says, why don't you try this? The person who says, the medical people are down the road, the good ones, they'll help you if they can. The good people who will say, while you still can, go to the grocery store, order the long-term storage food. Do your own home canning and do it properly. Can it so you can keep it, label it, everything, and keep it in a nice, cool, dry place. Also, just go ahead and get the cans of chunky soup, the cans of Progresso soup, the canned corn, the canned green beans, the canned fruits. Get the different food groups and that you need. But get them in regular cans. You can also get canned meats. First of all, tuna. You can get canned tuna. You can get canned pink salmon. Canned mackerel. You can get canned chicken. You've got the long-term storage type canning foods. The bacons, the beef chunks. Yoder's beef chunks, Yoder's bacon is tremendous. Yoder's chicken chunks, Yoder's turkey chunks, Yoder's pork chunks. And then there are other good brands as well. Just look up long-term shelf life canned meat and you'll see a whole lot of different ones. Click on them and start to get any of it that you can. And yes, it's more expensive, but then I will tell you something, it isn't as expensive. Spam. I saw a statement by the Spam. I think, what is it, Hormel or Armor? Whoever the packing company that makes Spam is, and I forget. They put out a statement, said that basically the shelf life of a can of Spam, if it's not dented or punctured or opened, it's been kept in a reasonably dry, clean, cool area, that the shelf life may be close to 50 years. So if you had a few cases of it, and I don't know, a family of four, what would you need? Get a can of Spam. Maybe a ration is two cans of Spam a day for a family of four. Throw in some rice. Mix it with rice. Make sure you've got hot sauce and sriracha and Worcestershire and different things. Hot sauce will basically keep for a while, you know. Barbecue sauce, ketchup, mustard, whatever it is that you want to keep. And flavor it with that. And if you've got chickens that lay a few eggs, you got some dandelion greens. Now we're hearing some decent things about dandelions and dandelion greens. If you do some research on it, they say that there's a possibility that the research states that if you make a tea out of dandelion tea and water and the dandelion greens and the dandelion stems and flowers and everything, you make a tea or extract type tea and you drink that, that might be able to help you a little bit. Might be able to help you a little bit because apparently it prevents certain things from being uptaken according to studies, which if you research this and you click then on the actual research studies, you may find, as I did when I researched it for myself, and I don't advocate that you make any teas or anything, but in the research it states that, you know, you do this, make the extract type tea, you drink it, and that it will prevent uptake in the ACE receptors, okay, the ACE2 receptor. It may prevent the uptake of the COVID or of the spike protein, allegedly. But you'll have to read the research and check this out. And, of course, anything to do with your health, you need to go see your physicians. You need to go see your physicians. Do not listen to me. Don't do it. Do your own research. Check with your physicians. See what you're going to do. Check with any of the doctors that are out there and the researchers in the medical fields. Put it all together for yourself and you decide. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but Admiral Poindexter, Total Information Awareness Network, who Oliver North worked for, all right, Primakoff, well, Oliver North didn't hire him, but Admiral Poindexter and the TIA hired him. They hired KGB officer after the split, you see, after the split of the wall. They hired Yevgeny Primakov, KGB, Yevgeny Primakov, and he was to design for Total Information Awareness Network of the Pentagon, the United States military, the United States government. Primakov, the KGB officer, was paid, and each one of these people, I believe, was paid at least $1 million, was paid to design an internal passport system for the United States. An internal passport system. In other words, if you live in one town, you go outside the county line. At the county line, there's a checkpoint. You got to have a passport to get into the next county or the next town. You're living on a state line. You got a checkpoint on the state line. You see at various places. So Primakov was to design the internal passport system. And then you had Karpov, who was KGB. He was in charge of Directorate 5, the killing machine, the old killing machine of the Russians, you see, and the Soviet. Karpov was to design the checkpoints with what kind of machine guns, what kind of barricades, how do you place them? You place them on curves. You make them look like they're not the checkpoint, or they say checkpoint ahead, you get off of the exit, that's the checkpoint. All right, that kind of stuff, all right? Karpov was paid by the TIA, allegedly, Total Information Awareness Network, and Admiral Poindexter and the Pentagram, U.S. government, your taxpayer dollars, paid Karpov and Primakov for internal passport system in the United States and checkpoints. And you know, after they did this, you start to see on the interstate highways steel posts with then heavy-duty wire steel cable being stretched so that you could not cross the interstate highway, all under the guise of eliminating head-on collisions from drunks. But the real reason, and even they don't even have any of the little, very few of the little deals where the state police can cut through over to the next lane. They even got rid of a lot of that. But those things went up after that, and after Karpov and Primakov designed that stuff for the United States government, total information awareness, Admiral Poindexter of the Pentagon, all right? They started stringing those things all the way down the interstate lines. Some places don't have them, but a lot of them do. They spent billions on that. So much so that if you've got a car wreck ahead, you can't get off the road and go back across the road to go turn around. You're just stuck in the traffic. And then even the ambulance can't get up. They got to air flight somebody in, air flight an ambulance in. I've seen that. But I remember when you still go across the little road, across the ditch, and I remember doing that a time or two, one time down in Tennessee when they had a traffic up ahead, and one time in Missouri when they had traffic up ahead. And I got back out, went back to the next exit, went down a different road and bypassed the whole wreck to get on my way. So you have Primakov and Karpov, the KGB. Then they hired Marcus Wolf, paid him also allegedly $1 million back then. And then Marcus Wolf was the Stasi, head of the Stasi, and Marcus Wolf at one time had three or four out of five people working for him tattletaling on their neighbor. Well, guess what? Joe Biden just started, and the DHS just started. A tattletale. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of mind. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Bad thing of rich and cheese for high technology. Right close to you. Pick it up, pool. Keep your eye on the optics. Road and track at Lillian. You got good parents. This is what they're saying. We time will be taught, but also be part of your study. Study your math. Study. I'm going to keep holding on to the game, and I hope you do. Anything. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.